welcome back to Meow Fire Tales.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Ew, Will, my name's... my name's Sid, also known as Whiskers.
Whiskers. What about you, Poprint? Who are you playing today? Jim is refusing to engage.
Uh-oh, Gwen looks like he's a bit sad.
That is a major anti-woo-woo-woo. I don't understand any of these references.
The internet.
Yeah, I keep to my...
keeping to my age bracket, thank you
my
for...
My good... Catgirls are definitely a millennial thing.
Oh yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
If not, like a 90... Like, a Gen X thing.
What's the cause of that? What is the cause of that, like, culturally, where...
Catgirls.
Catwoman. It's gotta be Catwoman, right?
Japan in general.
Yeah, probably nuclear warfare.
You're talking about that fucking TikTok of your man being like, Japan, you've got to stop, and he's like, it's very good.
Oh, I don't know. But, oh,
that's exactly ongoing. Like, it's a TikTok where it's like, somebody's like, Japan, you have to, it's someone being like, ooh, ooh, and all this, and he's like, Japan, you have to stop, and he's like, or what? Take off my fucking mask. You did this to me. And he does this whole really fucking good monologue about, like, how, like, you want me to stop being fucking cute and going back to being the imperialistic monster that I was? You had to drop two fucking bombs on me to put this mask on. Like, it's real fucking intense. Like.
Yeah.
My favorite thing was somebody on Tumblr posted, like, why is it that, like, in America, you know, it's all these, like, oh, radiation, and he turned into Spider-Man and stuff. And then it's like, in Japan, it's like radiation and... there's a big, terrifying lizard monster that comes out of the sea. And somebody goes,
culturally,
huh,
why do you
wonder
think
why
that
the
is?
Fuck that
yes.
is?
Oh my God. Like, read a book.
Well,
this is,
well
this
enough about my country.
Isn't about Japan or America. This podcast is about Lithuan, land of might, magic, and meow meows. I actually had an M written for this episode, but yeah, obviously that's not being honored now.
There's no honor in this.
No.
No honor in any of this.
Let's do a roll for recap.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been talking about this story for a while.
15.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have. And I got a 12, so...
I got a 4.
Great. So bring us...
That tracks.
Bring us through the recap. I mean, we can't have Bren do it again because he wasn't there. Sorry again, Jim. It was just an
It's entire okay. Thing. I've actually recapped more than I've played this character at this point.
Not quite true, but almost.
Yeah, so...
Take us away, Ryan.
It's about, like... What? So I started in the morning when I went in there.
Yeah.
I was probably in there for a few hours.
Yeah, you were probably in there for, like, maybe, 2 hours presenting and then... A couple of hours at least with Raikara, like, but...
Yep, time has no meaning.
Time has no meaning. You were in the Dream Theater. It can be...
It's like 1 o'clock?
Like at lunchtime or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Or, yeah, something like that.
If that is relevant for a recap.
Late afternoon.
All of this is relevant for a recap, Dylan.
It doesn't sound like it, but okay.
It is. So, so I get back home and, everybody's waiting on me.
Of course, yeah.
You know, piled in Bren and Melody and Sun.
After our
still
great
around.
Adventure.
Sun's still around.
Yes.
Sun's still around, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, you brought Sun in, but
she
wouldn't
have
left yet.
You had sent Sun shopping with your mother.
Oh, yeah. She ever had
that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the last we saw of Sun.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
She came into the
She came into the...
Oh, she did, yeah, of course, yeah. But she had nice clothes now, doesn't she? She's not rising.
Yeah.
I mean, she always had nice clothes from when she arrived.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because Vanny's a tailor. Yeah.
That's not important. Come on. Yeah, yeah.
So, guys, craziest things. First off, like, I actually passed my exam, so that's cool. So, I am totally an official. And as soon as I'm about to say what I officially am, my mom bursts in the room and goes,
oh, I'm not here, friend.
Sid, that's great. No, and we're going to be so excited to hear about it tonight. But you got to get ready. You got to get ready. You know, you got to... I've laid out all your best clothes, and you got to get dressed. You got to go, shower. You got to get yourself ready because you've got a date this evening, Sid.
Yeah, that's right. You got a date, Sid. Sure. It's gonna be great, but you gotta do all the planning for it. You let me know what you want done, and I'll plan.
No. This is you, Dylan. You're the DM here.
Well,
Jesus, get your session in order, Dylan.
Also, this is not a recap.
Well, yeah, I was trying to give the recap, but then my mom reminded me that she set up this date for me. So she and one of the other moms.
Reminding implies any foreknowledge at first, but sure. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Sid's very nervous about this.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Hey, Bren, can you come over here for a second?
Hi, of course, yes. How can I help?
Okay, this is a little embarrassing, but I've never actually been on a date before.
Oh, fuck, that is embarrassing. Okay, I can help you.
And I don't really know what I should be doing or anything. Melody, maybe you can help.
Who are you going? Sure, yeah, who's the date with?
So mom set me up with some girl from the biology college.
Oh, Olivia.
Yes, Olivia. That was she was talking a lot about Olivia actually.
Yeah, she's actually, this isn't news to us. She's been talking about this all day.
Yes. We've had quite an adventurous morning.
Yeah. We did. It was big.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, we also might be wanted for many crimes, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, we can't hang around here too long.
No, yeah.
You're in the one place where you could steal like the things that are valuable to you, and you still managed to get in trouble.
No, that's not what we did.
Oh, it was yes, stealing was involved, but it was also kind of like just the scene around it.
Yeah. They only just got all the fires out now. Sorry again.
Oh, hey, look, it's fine. I just didn't know haircuts went that way.
Very good.
For those at home,
I went for a haircut the other day, and the barber threw fire on my head, which I googled extensively and is a thing. It's called singeing.
It's still real fucked up.
Yeah, like go to get your haircut by a Charizard.
So, hey, look, it worked for me. So, why don't we start? Sid, you're always wearing that cap. So, first of all, I don't have a hat. Whatever, you're wearing a hat in front of me now. So
your hair is...
It's called Yes and Ryan, okay?
But we have character art.
You're literally looking at a picture of him.
He doesn't always look like that.
Oh, yes, yeah, he does.
You're wearing your keeper robe, so you have take your hood down first.
Okay.
Listen, but you gotta mess that hair up. You gotta look like you just got out of bed. Do you understand me?
Give it the singe treatment.
Yeah. I kind of start...
It's gonna get
hot, but not like uncomfortably hot, but hot enough that you'll be a little worried that somebody's throwing fire at your hair here, okay?
Sid and Ryan are worried about this.
Yeah, nice. And then just give you a bit of bedhead. Hold on, and I'm like fixing your hair a bit.
Perfect. And what are you gonna wear?
Well, these are the clothes my mom laid out for me. I mean, everything I own is kind of black.
Oh no, fuck that.
Being in the Ranger College.
Color. Hold on, I'm going to take the sash, a bit of my monk sash, and I'm going to be like, right, hold on, I tie it around. I was going to say Axl Rose style, but I just did such good work in your hair. I'm going Solid Snake style, so you've just got like a full-on Metal Gear Solid 1 bandana around your head. Yeah, okay, that shows character.
Yeah, cool.
Bit of flash. Yeah, absolutely. Now,
this is kind of strange for what we wear around town, but okay.
Get over it. Okay, so...
Yeah, do you want to stand out or do you want to blend in?
You don't want to
blend in on a date?
Okay.
So here's the thing about like...
That's all I've ever trained to do.
Here's the thing about dates and stuff, okay? Dates are like a performance, okay? And take from me, I know a good performance. You want something that's going to be eye-catching. So see the way, and I'm looking at like all this art that your mom has around the room. There's one behind you that I'm looking at. See the way you have this like sleeveless denim jacket and you wear like a t-shirt on it? Drop the t-shirt.
Just the sleeveless vest?
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck, that's the look.
That's a statement.
That's the fucking look.
Hey,
the tattoo on your arm, what does it mean?
It means I can have immunity to...
No, bullshit.
It means honor in another language.
Oh.
That's Elvish for honor, okay? Yeah.
But it's from the Giants.
It's Elvish for honor.
Okay. Wait, no, I'm not going to lie to this girl.
You're not lying.
Dating is a lie. Take it from somebody who is a lie. Take it from somebody who wears another face. You got to put on another face here.
Yeah. Look, I'm really sorry to say this, Sid, but no one's going to love you for you.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
Okay, that was a little harsh. They might.
Whoa, Melody.
Sorry.
Dial it back.
Look, it was just, I'm so riled up from our wild adventures earlier.
I know. Yeah, I'm adrenaline is pumping.
I've never told so many lies in the space
guys,
of 4 seconds.
Listen, I'm getting really confused by all of this that you're saying.
Good.
I've got an
good
idea.
Lean into the confusion.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
And how about this? And you guys hear me in your brains.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, how about you guys just tell me what I should say?
It's 90s episode of Bob Reese.
We'll feed you lines.
Drama.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure. This
could not possibly go wrong.
Always goes well.
Yes.
Right, where's your date? Where are you meeting Liv?
Mom, where's his date at?
Well, Sid, I need to speak a little bit faster. Everyone's got it all hooter nanny and everyone's down in the fucking catty corner or whatever it is. Fucking,
That sound weird to you?
Yeah, don't be my mother and say fucking.
Well, Sid, I mean, look, I had some kind of ideas. Me and Brian and Melody here have been kind of, you know, bashing heads together.
Yeah, we were brainstorming.
Yeah, we're doing some brainstorming and we thought, you know, look, first things first, you always want to, and it doesn't matter if you're, you know, dating a guy or girl or anyone in between, it's just, you show them a good time. And look, what better time? You know, you're going to show them, you're going to impress them. So we're going to have you go on a nice little moonlit walk in the woods. And then we're going to get a nice little picnic set up. And you're going to sit there and you're going to show them all the stars. You're going to tell them all about the little, all the trees and stuff around. And you got, she's a biology student. She can maybe talk about like the insects on the trees and how they work. And you're going to talk about how, you know, you range them. You're going to have so much things to talk about.
Sorry, all due respect, Ashlyn, but fuck that. No. bring her to a restaurant. Show her a fucking time.
Bren, first off, apologize. None of that language in my house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a man of great passion, you see.
And your passion can be put into a nice, clean mouth.
Yeah, that's a fucking incredible idea. I'll take it under advisement. Sorry, I don't realize. It comes with the infernal constitution.
Fink, come here. Bring the soap.
Oh, no.
Bring the soap, Fink.
Sid immediately, just all of his stealth training goes into effect right now. He is gone.
Fink runs in, like,
no!
Soap foaming at the mouth, like, pins you down and, like, just, like, saliva soap foam.
Oh, there's a good flavor to this. I actually shave a bit of the soap
and
off and keep it in my pocket.
Think of that flavor when we're going to speak under my roof, okay?
Yeah, sorry, ma'am.
Okay, now, continue.
Just got fucking drooled into by Fink.
That was the second most exciting thing that's happened to me today. Right, Melody? That doesn't compare to when the thing came through the window earlier?
Oh, I mean, I've never seen such a thing.
Yeah.
It was...
That was relaxing in comparison.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
so yeah.
And I just... So much blood.
Oh, you didn't think there was so much in such a small body?
But... Oh, it was everywhere. Thank God that wizard is around.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Okay, like, Mom, I would have thought that your idea was better, too. Like, you know, something that both of us know and to talk
about.
Well, look,
I've been out of the dating game a long time.
Yeah,
Let's just say I've had recent history of dating, so let's...
I mean, recent history is great.
I mean, if that's what they do in the cities, you know, maybe I should take her to a restaurant.
Well, Olivia was... In a city, she came here only like a few years ago, so she might appreciate the, you know, you trying to like cross the bridge of culture to her, you know.
Yeah, you got to go halfway, and that'll come in important later as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's more of like an 80-20 situation. Like you go 20, let them come the 80. You know.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You ready? Have you got your opening line? Do you need help with that?
Yeah. What do I say?
Okay, here's what you do, and I'm going to give you this one for free, okay?
Do I tell her she looks pretty?
No, you tell her that you haven't lived until you met her. And then if she doesn't get it, say like Olivia. Liv, can I call you Liv? That's your opening line.
That sounds so bad to me.
Yeah.
Do it.
Trust,
do it,
trust
you
us.
Got it, you got it. He's...
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Just also have a little bit of nipple on show.
I don't want to do that.
Occasionally bite your bottom lip and tongue. That seems to be something the young men are doing
like
today.
Like this?
Perfect. Yeah, no.
You gotta like, just as you think about saying something, you gotta like...
Okay, here's gonna be something really important for you, Sid. Every time you think about speaking, bite your tongue and bottom lip 4 seconds and then speak.
And then
four seconds.
It'll show you're really thoughtful.
And then do one of these. That seems to be what the young lads are doing nowadays.
Why do I have to pinch my chest so much?
It's just a part of it.
It's just a part of it.
It's a social. It's a social construct.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
Okay. It's a ritual, basically. Yeah.
Okay. We'll try this.
Okay. Right. Let's go.
Okay. It's daytime. Apparently, I'm still waiting for this recap to happen.
Wait. Hold on.
There was a date in place, Dylan.
I'm gonna tuck one shoe, one of your trouser legs into a sock.
Why am I doing this?
All the rage in Azumaki right now.
Okay. And does the vest look okay like this?
More nip.
No. Just a hint.
Okay. How many knives do I bring on this?
You don't. They'll have knives on the table.
No knives.
No knives.
No, you're... Why would you bring a knife?
What about my bow?
No.
What are you going to do with your bow? It's a date.
Why are you trying to show off to her? Come on.
Protection.
No, you're try-harding.
No, you're try-harding now. Okay.
Leave it here. Give it to Fink.
Okay.
Fink.
Fink's not coming?
No.
No.
What? But every girl loves like a cute animal.
Yes, they do. So Fink's not coming.
Now, what does that mean?
I'm sorry. Fink is going to outshadow you.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Smart.
I'm glad he bought that.
Smart. Yeah, that was good. That was smart. Okay. Right.
Look, we're going to be right here in your mind.
Okay.
We'll be... Okay, tell you what. I actually might have something for this. And you see that Melody cast the sky self?
Nice. Hold on. Ring off, ring on.
Yeah.
I can't go out with the same visage.
We can't be seen.
Hold on, let me just pull up 5E backgrounds.
You're looking up backgrounds.
This is how the ring works.
Why not just choose, like, I don't know, patron?
No, so the way the ring works is that every time he takes it off, he needs to roll on the table of backgrounds to see what type of person he like appears as.
Five. An entertainer. Yeah, you see, like a full-on fucking jester. A melody. I'm Melody. Just like a male version of Melody.
Okay,
I guess it takes recent events into account.
Yeah, oh my god, I look like a criminal. I've got a bag of swag.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, this is gonna be conspicuous, but sure. Let's go. We're gonna go there ahead of you.
Yeah.
We're gonna get a table.
We'll get a table.
Yeah. We'll be in like a booth somewhere, and we'll be able to watch you. But like discreetly, Livy's not gonna know we're here. You're sorted.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so nervous about this.
I saw a good. It was a town restaurant. It was very artsy. It was called Cooked Food Served to You by Someone Else. Maybe bring her there.
Oh yeah, that's like
I love that place. You're gonna have a great time there.
Nice, yeah, I love going there. We only go there on special occasions.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, look, we'll go on ahead.
Special occasion, Sid.
Okay. So yeah,
did you have an episode planned? Or this is what we're doing now, isn't it?
This is seemingly what we're doing.
Yeah, okay. Like
sick.
This is the recap.
Big fucking lore drop at the last episode. I'm sure lots of people want to know, but no.
No, it's a date episode.
It's a date episode.
Let's be real. This is what they want.
Yeah.
Come on now.
All right. We know our fans. So we make our way there.
Yeah. Sid, you walk into good food cooked by other people and then served you by someone else or whatever the name of the restaurant was. You walk in, you see they're in just like their normal everyday kind of like clothes, like proper, like wearing a lab coat. You see Olivia and she's like, oh, hi, Sid. You're looking all done up.
Hey, Olivia. Olivia. I haven't lived until I saw you.
Fucking nailed it, man.
Get it?
Oh, is that like a biology joke? Because like I'm like a biologist, so I study like living things.
I think so.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay. And like. Do you not have like? Oh, I was expecting like flowers or something. I thought that was like a thing that you do on like a first date.
Bren is going to grab a flower from the table, go under the table, ring off, ring on. Someone else walk by, bump into you, and put the flower in your hand.
Oh yeah, let me slide hand like a slide I pull it out
both
of my is, back.
Both of you give me a sleight of hand.
I gotta actually look at my stats.
Okay. I'm gonna roll. See what Olivia's insight is, her perception.
I got a 10.
I got a 19.
She got a 3, so like...
So, you fumble on it, but I, using my psionic abilities. I make it look like
also, I now look like a gladiator.
No. You fall from behind her, and I grab it and make it look like I pull it out of her ear like a magic trick.
Oh, that was kind of good. That was, yeah. Wow. Yeah, okay, I'm really not much for magic. I think it's kind of like based in deception and lies, but I think...
Sorry,
but
yeah.
Did you conjure this, or was this like a trick?
I conjured this with my... from the dream realm.
Just tell her you finessed it.
I finessed it.
Did you finesse it from the dream realm?
No.
Are you lying to me, Sid? This is kind of a weird way to start.
I thought you would be impressed by some sleight of hand because, you know, that's a really important ability for us rangers, you know?
That's very honest of you.
Okay. Well, okay, maybe, what's it like being a ranger?
See, it's very important that you listen to everything she's saying.
I actually have been more interested in hearing about you.
Me, yeah. Well, you know, it's not much.
That's good. Now, Sid.
I've just been learning...
As she's talking, it's important that you listen to every single word she's saying.
I've just been doing a lot of, like, you know, a lot of studies and lately. There's actually some really interesting research about, like,
in the day.
All of life is actually maybe a lot smaller than we think. Actually, there's things that are saying that, like, small things that are, like, you'd need, like, special glasses to be able to see.
Can you hear me? Not if you can hear me. Goodbye.
So what do you think about that?
I think... that small things are amazing.
You're a really good listener.
You both said small at the same time, and I was like, oh, that's all I got. You all said it like at the same time somehow.
Quick, Sid, ask her if she wants food.
So have you looked at the menu? Would you like to get some food?
I would like to get some food, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Let me look at this real quick, because I haven't, because I've been so engaged in listening to you.
I've noticed you've been really... concentrating. Almost struggling to concentrate?
No. I just wanted to make sure I remembered everything.
Okay, good. Excellent. She understood. So, I guess, what have you been up to for the past 6 months?
in my brain, I go...
Should I brag about her? It sounds kind of braggy if I talk about all that we've been doing. Yeah, brag about everything you've done. Should I?
No, Bradley, it's a performance. It's a performance.
Or should I, like, keep it on the low and not really talk a lot about what actually has happened? Cool.
You also have to talk to us. We want to know how your thesis went. The people want to know.
Yeah. Tell us everything. You can 2-for-1 special this thing real quick. Also, I recommend the 2-for-1 special. It's real good. That's what we're having.
You're really struggling on the menu there, Sid. Everything okay?
Sorry, I was just picking which of the two to get on the 2-for-1 special, you know, because that special seems pretty great.
Yeah, they have very little choice here, so, I mean, it's...
True. Yeah, I actually just presented my thesis.
I heard about that. What was it like? You were in front of elders. How did that go?
It was wild and very, very serious. You know, I didn't expect to be doing this for like another 5 years.
Of course.
But instead I got to present to them, and I am suddenly struck, Olivia, by how much the elders said that I was not allowed to let any of the information that they gave me leave that room.
Oh, I mean, well, that was, yeah, I guess it's verified. It's going to be a very, really weird recap if you can't say anything. Why did you choose to bring this as a method of recap, Ryan?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I chose that it was a date.
We still need to get to the recap.
So, Olivia, there seem to be some people out there that are trying to withhold knowledge from their communities. And,
well, that's just not right.
I know, right? So, like, that's a lot of what my thesis was about.
Sometimes it's okay to withhold knowledge.
And we,
like boring conversations like this.
And it's never right to withhold information.
You, like, killed the big abomination. Pretend you killed the abomination. That's a really good story.
Sid? What the fuck do you mean, pretend I did kill the abomination?
Sid?
Sid, you're shouting at her.
What? No, that wasn't my brain.
Sid.
That wasn't my brain.
Okay, you kind of just... I kind of lost you for a second.
Yeah. Sorry.
Your eye is twitching, dude.
So, I actually went out traveling, you know, starting, you know, before I did my thesis.
And is that where you got this fashion sense from?
Yeah, this is how they're dressing in the, like, in the mountains in Stone's Reach. I met a giant.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, he gave me this belt.
Oh.
And it was crazy, and then we met...
Oh my god, your muscles are so big.
Thanks. Hey. And then,
Melody looking real smug for a second.
Fuck you, Melody.
And then we went up and we got to actually fight some like elemental monsters, and then like my best friend died.
Oh,
downer.
Oh,
downer. Fucking deflect. Move. Move.
Would have been dying to meet you because you're so pretty. Oh. I mean,
tell her about the other tattoo, quick.
So yeah, this tattoo I got from the giant. And it's elvish.
Oh, the giant's new elvish? That's unusual.
I guess.
Were they like a forest giants? I haven't heard of that species of giant before.
They were mountain giants.
Okay.
As you're talking about this, harbor folk comes over to the table and is like...
Harbor folk?
What the fuck is a harbor folk?
Like someone who lives in the harbor, obviously.
Let's just say I'm real good with a gaming set and vehicles. Only water vehicles.
Hello, I'm your waiter. I'll be taking your order today.
And then in my head,
Sid, it's me, Brent. I'm the harbor folk.
Looking up at you like, what the fuck?
You don't look like Caroline, who usually serves here.
No, Caroline is ill, unfortunately, today. So
she could have told me. I could have maybe done something.
It came on very suddenly, and it's quite serious.
What? Caroline's sick?
Yes, it probably.
Sid, I'm so sorry. I need to go.
Strange what you're saying.
Sorry, Caroline. No, Caroline's just on a day off. Oh, sorry, it's Caitlin who's incredibly sick.
Caitlin's sick!
Yeah, but they said she's being treated down by the harbor, so it's fine.
There's the harbor!
Yeah, they had to bring her out of town.
Why would they bring her?
Do you want to order something?
Oh, maybe it's that Fischer disease.
I heard something about that. Caroline's a fish person now. Sorry, Caitlin's a fish person now.
I'm so sorry, Sid. Like, you seem really sweet.
No, it'll be. Don't run off.
No, I'm just. I think...
Hey, I'm sorry. You're actually quarantined to this table now until I can't make sure the water you've been drinking ain't infected. So, make conversation, and I'll get back around with the all clear on this soon.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Nurofen, the harbor master.
Thank you, Mr. Fen.
I'm Fen O'Neur, the harbor master with a difference.
So you're the waiter.
Yes, I came to take your orders.
But we also come to quarantine us. I thought you just said you're going to walk around and get our orders later. I'm ready to order now.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Although I suddenly really want
And you, the good-looking man, young man with
how
the
awful. I want seafood when your friend's been turned into a fish.
It's subliminal.
That's incredibly insensitive. And ye, what the good-looking one, dripping charisma? Is that an elvish tattoo?
It is.
It's actually a giant tattoo.
What does it say?
It means happy? Is that what you said?
No, I don't think it does.
Oh.
As a sailor, I'm very cultured and can tell you that means honor.
Oh, yeah, that's what they said it meant.
Wow. How did you get that tattoo? Why did you get that?
Because I killed a centipede.
Oh.
Sorry, a real big one.
I couldn't have laid for you.
I think they're usually called millipedes.
Oh, no, this one was, as big as a building.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
And how did you kill it?
With the bow and arrow. A rat.
That's effective.
And a strange man swinging wildly in the cave.
Oh, that sounds less effective.
That seems like an accurate description of the state.
Anyway, yeah, sir, I'll order the cob salad.
Cob salad coming right up.
I'll get the pasta. And do you have any sawdust? I kind of really have a craving for sawdust.
Sid, what are you doing? You're putting me on the spot.
Sorry, I haven't eaten sawdust. I got fed it for so long.
Yes. Okay. One sawdust special and one cob coming
and
right
then,
up.
So as soon as he leaves. She goes, and so tell me about what happened in the past while.
You see him frantically putting the order through for you and like being like, don't go over there. I'm doing a thing. Don't go over there.
They're like, no one pays money here anyway, so fine.
Melody's just looking at you like, eh.
Yeah, I go, fucking ring on, back to the table.
Okay, it's going well. What does she seem like?
It's going swimmingly. She's like super into it, not trying to flee at all.
Oh, that's great.
I had to tell her that she may be terminally ill and can't move because it's contagious. But she's at the table with him now.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I'm mull master aristocrat now, whatever the fuck that is.
Mull master?
Mull master, let's click on it.
Like a mole master? You're a master of moles?
So from your hilltop home, you've looked down literally and perhaps figuratively upon the unwashed masses of the mole master for your whole life. This isn't explaining the right part of it.
Okay, fine. You're a noble.
I'm flouncy.
Okay.
In town.
Okay, so, sorry, he was...
So what are you studying? Like, have you started your thesis research, Olivia?
Yeah, I'm doing biology. Well, I kind of just explained super in depth.
No, I know about the small things and all that. Yeah,
all the small things, yeah.
Yeah. But are you going to go traveling for that? Like, I know you just came back. You were traveling for a little bit. Like, how was that?
Oh, well, I mean, like, see, you know, I turned the lights off and I got someone to carry me home.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Okay, it was a reference.
Oh, I don't get a lot of them.
Okay,
I've been very sheltered.
Yes, well, I mean, you need to get out of your little cave or wherever you were hiding.
Oh, fucking tell me about it. Yeah.
I'm probably going to stick around town now. I don't need to go anywhere. I don't really need to speak much more either because I don't know where this is going.
Where are you from originally, Olivia?
I'm from the Isles of Sylvia.
That's where you seem to, all the NPCs seem to be from a lot of the
time. That's just one of the big areas. There's a lot of people in there.
Ask her if she knows any pirates. I've heard there's pirates now.
Did you meet any pirates?
I didn't meet any pirates, but there was actually a lot of talk about pirates and, you know, just like general piratey things.
Now when she's talking, nod along and see if you can sneak the word yar into conversation. Trust me, it'd be fucking funny.
Yeah, I mean, like, kind of a lot of the pirates have kind of taken it on themselves recently to, like, you know, go above the Hootsman sometimes and kind of just like do their own thing. But there's been like lots of talks about like, oh, there's like certain areas to see they don't want you to go in, and like this is like, you know,
well, I've heard about some of that.
Like, oh, like, you know, proper sections of what you can and can't do. And yeah, it seemed like against a lot of what, like, you know, life was like down there. So yeah, I didn't really appreciate that.
Now, were those areas sectioned off by meters or by yards?
Nice.
Well, I mean, it would have been nautical miles, of course.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell her you'd make a good pirate.
I think you would make...
No, you.
I think I would make... What? I think a lot of people could make good pirates.
I think we could make good pirates.
Yes. Oh, Sid is
I told
swooning
you,
right now.
I told you, Brent got game. Trust me. Now you say, well, if we make good pirates, why don't we hook up? Do it. Seal the deal.
Sid is far too nervous to say something so explicit.
That was a very good line, Jim. Holy shit.
Thank you. But Sid can't focus, so he goes, maybe if we were pirates, then we could hook up.
Oh my god, are you choking? Are you choking? She runs around and gives you the Heimlich maneuver.
I've never been hugged by a woman before.
Oh.
Don't say that.
Oh, I said it in my brain, I promise.
You okay? There's only been bread on the table. How are you choking?
Bread, help. What's another line?
Is it still your show? You're not responding. Hey, no, you're not responding.
Say sorry. I just looking at you, I find myself speechless.
Oh, sorry. Do I look at you? Yeah, she's giving me the high.
Yeah, like
when I look at you, I find myself speechless.
I'm behind you. You're not even looking at me.
But I was. Now you're just squeezing me real hard.
Okay. I think you're okay now. Sorry. What were you about to say there?
I was gonna say that maybe. If we were pirates,
you
then
know the Heimlich maybe was actually made famous
we
during
could
the war.
Hook up.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I've been hanging out with some ruffians.
Speaking of ruffians, there was an awful commotion earlier. Did you hear anything about that?
I don't know if I did.
Shut the fuck up. Diver. Other topic of conversation.
Right after Deirdre had been rescued, Deirdre was seen shaven, running through the streets, traced by two. Absolute madman people.
I just for a second I couldn't remember who Deirdre was.
Because Brent thought it was a deer for a long time.
don't divert. Not. This isn't going to end in polite conversation, so just divert.
Speaking of Deirdre, did you know that Herman has actually taken on a new trainee?
Oh, yeah. I've met him. He seems kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, man, he's got a tough road ahead of him with working with Herman there.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that. But no, I've met him for coffee a few times.
Have you?
Oh, oof. Oof.
He is much younger than you, Olivia.
We're the same age.
Oof, Sid.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Yeah, but the new kid is like...
He's like 17.
That's weird that Herman took on someone that old.
Well, I mean, he was a special case. He showed like passion for coming into town and wanting to learn. I think he's quite interesting.
I've heard he's the one who's going to bring balance to the force. Sorry, what?
Olivia, I am a bit worried that this boy has lied about his age to you.
No, I've got an incredibly good authority that he is and has always been around the same age as Sid.
Divert. Fucking divert again. Why are you talking about her other dates? Make this date stand out. Do you know what? Here we go. This is getting boring. Flip the table.
I misread it as do a flip off the table.
Oh, fine. Just do it. Yeah.
Make an acrobatics check. And then, till I beg of you, please, let's move off this bitch.
No. It's an 8. I do the flip.
You do the flip. Right as Nurfen is coming back over with the food.
One carb and one sawdust special.
Right, and as you just crash right into him.
I throw the food all over. Also, Nurfen's not around anymore. It's an aristocrat now bringing
you. Sorry. Yeah.
And I drop the food all over Olivia. Just carb and sawdust all over her. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna make it worse and knock water onto her. And then in my head, I'm gonna be like, Sid, offer her your coat.
Just take off my shirt. Oh, see, here. And try and.
Oh, thanks. She like puts it on to like cover like all the stains on her lab coat with the thing. She's like,
oh my god, the physique.
Sorry, Sid. I'm kind of just like, things got kind of just like a little bit weird here. I'm all covered. I think I just need to go home and change. Let's maybe rain check on this. And
Sid just closes off the whole brain thing and goes, it goes, Olivia, listen, sorry. I wanted this to work. Maybe when I get back. I mean, honestly, all I wanted to do was just go on a walk with you out into the woods under the moonlight and like talk about like the nature and the insects out there and like
that
sit and have
great.
A picnic with you.
Why didn't we do that?
In the
big now I've got cob salad and salt or something.
In the big cities, they do stuff like this, and I just thought it would have been cool.
Yeah, but I left the big city. Sid, I came here to do things like that.
Okay, I just wanted to impress you.
Well, next time, just be yourself, Sid.
Everybody tells me that's the worst version of myself.
Well, maybe you just need to do better. She kind of, like, pats you on the shoulder and leaves.
Hey, bud, she said next time...
I chase after it. Can I have my fucking vest back? No, I don't.
No, this is mine now.
I've got so many vests at home. It's fine.
No, she's doing typical girlfriend thing. She's taking your
typical
vest.
Girlfriend thing.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Oh, hey, she's taking good my
sign.
Vest.
Good sign.
Yeah, Melly's over. Did I just see her leaving in your vest, Sid?
Hey,
matchmakers again. Give Melody a fist bump.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ah, nothing we do turns out badly.
Guys, dating is really weird. I don't think I like this.
That was relatively tame.
Honestly, that was a pretty good first date.
Yeah, last time I went on a date, I caused a civil war.
I know.
What?
Yeah, did I not tell you that?
No.
20 years ago?
20 years ago, I was a baby.
So, guess what, guys? Can we just go to the tavern and grab a drink and let me just tell you about the rest of the
day? Yeah, I feel like we need to decompress after this day.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I tell him about what happened.
Yeah, cool.
Great. I have a feeling we're going to need to release this as like additional content.
No.
This is episode 33.
This is season 2, episode 4. This is what you got.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to do in preparation for your potentially world-saving quest?
So we sit down at the tavern.
What are we meant to do?
So, guys, I actually passed my thesis.
Oh, congratulations.
Well done.
One of the youngest ever in town. Because technically I was supposed to do this like 5 years later.
Yeah.
You know, got to ask the elders 3 questions.
That seems arbitrary.
Yeah. Yeah. And then...
Tree kind of comes up in a lot of stories, so maybe they kind of just like took it from a story.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And then, and Melody, you know, has known Sid for a while now.
Yeah.
And knows that Sid does not like hiding information or not telling the truth or anything like that. Sees this dark, weird look go over Sid's face.
Are you thinking about your date again?
Where was that energy in the date? He could have done tall, dark, and handsome.
Mysterious
stranger.
Yeah. Like muscles and brooding. She would have been all over that.
We definitely need to go to Azumakia.
What?
Okay. Well, I mean...
Sorry, what?
And I think that the Hootsman himself may be behind a lot of what the Hoots Force was doing that has been pretty bad. So it's not just been some bad cops.
All Hoots. We've been through this. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty well established. All Hoots are bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, some heavy stuff happened. So.
Okay, you're all right? You weren't quite yourself there in that date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were all over the road.
Yeah. God, just, I mean, we were guiding you so well.
You guys were helpful in a half shell.
Like, that backflip was, like, pretty tight. But like,
yeah,
you're
sick as fuck.
Like, everything you said well, but it's just at the wrong time. It's just like that backflip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I mean, look, we can do no more for you.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry, did you say we have to go to Azumakia?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean... yeah, maybe I... Michaela kind of has a bit of a tendency to do this. If there is maybe a reason you were brought along. There is a battle of the bands in Azumakia. And she said that you might be good to have because you know the lay of the land.
Well, that works out because I need to go there for my quest anyway.
Oh, but God, this is so well crafted together.
I'm not happy about this at all. No, I have a bit of a history in Azumakia. Surely she told you about this.
Oh, by the way, before we go much further, I was given something by the elders, and they said it would probably help me on my journey. But it looks like dumb little like pellets, like super shiny pellets.
Show me that.
And I pull out this gigantic bag full of platinum.
Yeah, quick as you like, Brenda's going to look at it and be like, oh, that's
oh
that's
yeah,
incredibly
you don't need that.
Silly.
You don't, yeah, you don't need that.
This is basic. So the way money works is that, like, you know, you've got you've got the big coins, like gold, and then you've got the little coins it's made up of. So there's 100 of these. Look, I'll give you this gold and it'll just be much less heavy for you to carry around. And I'll just take this and then I can...
I turn and look at Melody and I go, this is exactly what Khan told me that the guys on the streets would do. This is actually worth a lot, isn't it?
Huh? No. Not at all.
I mean...
It's barely worth the bag it's contained in.
It's
Melody?
It's worth things to people who think it's worth things.
Do you think...
See, the way currency works, Sid...
Tell me how currency works, Dylan.
Is that currency is only as valuable as people believe it to be. And it's the trust they have in the currency system that determines its value. So someone like you who has no trust in it then doesn't have a value assigned to it. But for other people, they have a lot of trust in the system and therefore it's worth a lot.
But can I use this to buy stuff out there?
Hey!
You know, we're traveling as a group.
Look, I think you should just maybe let us handle the buying of things. Because you will end up spending that entire bag on a single book and think it's a good deal.
I did hear you spend a lot of money on a book one time.
It's a very helpful book. It
has been quite helpful, I will say. Yeah. Not worth 20 gold.
20 gold?
Yeah, I know.
Is that a lot?
That's like what? 200 of these?
They told me this would be enough money to get me anywhere.
Yeah, but they're like you.
Is this that inflation thing where you have to have heavier gold now?
Yes.
More or less. You need to have a lot of money, you would need to inflate the bag to fill it with much more of these.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so we're given a big bag of platinum, which will help. Look, I can sing for the rest of our...
I also need to talk to my mom because just have my mom come to the tavern to meet us.
Okay. Sure.
Did you just like ADM bring my mom here?
Just my mom's here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Sid.
Mom?
Yeah?
We need to talk about Dad.
Sid, you know I don't like talking about that man. Nothing good's going to come out of that.
He was apparently sent on a quest around the time that he disappeared.
I refuse to believe that.
Why?
He promised me that he had given up all that behind him. He had finished all his field work. He was going to settle down. And he promised me, and that's that.
It's just, as a dreamer, I might need your help to track him down because of someone I met after my thesis. Which would be enough that if she's met Ray Ray...
You get the feeling that not a lot of people have met Ray Ray.
Yeah, but the way Ray reacted about my mom, I thought maybe she had.
That reaction was...
About my dad.
Yes.
Ray Ray knows.
But I just wanted to see. Like, I wanted to see.
Yeah.
My mom's pretty fucking cool.
Mom is cool.
But yeah, go on.
I'm cool. That doesn't mean I've met Slash.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Look, see it. I never really told you this, and it kind of came up when you came home, but I asked the other dreamers to remove most of the memories of your father. It's not something I wanted to carry around. I wanted to get past. There's some I remember, but...
I heard that maybe that was something you had done.
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
If you're trying to find someone, you're trying to find him, you're a great hunter. I'm sure you can do it.
Don't worry. Got a new plate of steel to put in my boots for when I meet him.
I don't understand, and I don't like the tone you've taken.
Gonna put it in the toe of my boots. Kick him right in the balls.
Oof, humans have two of them.
They do, yeah.
I didn't know you were Armstronging it over there.
Huh? What? I'm still in your head, bud. No, I'm not. I'm just listening.
I want nothing to do with him. You've always been free to seek him out and have whatever relationship you want. And if that's kicking him in the nuts, then that's kicking him in the nuts.
That's about the only relationship I want with him.
Well, good luck then.
Appreciate that. Yeah, off we go, I guess. Sure. Oh, I want to sleep.
I'm still not happy about this. I feel like this has been dropped on me and I'm not happy about it.
Well, why aren't you happy?
I can't believe Michaela didn't tell you any of this. You haven't been told anything about me and Azumaki.
Look.
Tell you what.
Michaela,
about what?
Michaela said that your stories are your own, and I'm trying to respect that for everyone.
Okay. Well, look, that's fair enough. And Circle of Trust, I can tell you guys, you already know about the situation. Michaela had sent me to Azumaki before. You know, keep an eye on the city, all that kind of thing. You know, report back, you see this, you see that. I lived there for quite some time, actually. And Azumakia is a city of some discontent, especially while I lived there. And at the time, there was a political upstart, I guess you'd call him, Roman,
was his name. He was vying for power any which way he could, but never really gaining any ground, you see. I was reporting back on his and many other political players' movements to Michaela at the time. I didn't have my ring, you see, so I was using just disguised self in its standardized form, as you would use it, Melody, you know?
Yeah.
And I kept my ear to the ground and my horn concealed behind some luscious golden
locks. How does that help when you put your ear on the ground?
You hear everything that's going on,
you
obviously.
You can hear anything within...
You would just hear the footsteps.
You can hear anything. Anything within 15 miles you can clearly hear when you put your ear on the ground.
Sid tries it.
Yeah, you just stay down there, Sid.
So anyway, I had been doing, you know, what I needed to do and reporting on people. And so I had been mingling in with the townsfolk and the people in the city, and, you know, I ended up mingling with someone I really did find quite charming, a beautiful woman, young woman by the name of Chelsea, equipped with a dagger all the time. It was very funny. But, you know, time went on. I grew closer and closer. We started spending time together. And much like yourself today, you know, we organized a date to go on. It went well. All the same moves you pulled today. You know, the Bren classics. Flip off the table. Went astoundingly. Pirate joke worked. And then, you know, it came the end of the night. And we shared a small kiss. However, unfortunately, that did cause my concentration to lapse somewhat. And when she opened her eyes, she found herself face to face with Bren au Naturel, and I thought she'd accept me for me, but it wasn't to be the case, and she ran screaming into the street. She alerted the constabulatory, who then, you know, started a citywide manhunt. One thing led to another. Roman, of course, took this as his opportunity to paint the devil of the streets, as he called it, as a, you know, a character to really... weigh his political influence. It could be anyone. It could be your brother. It could be your mother. He knew that I had a disguise, and he was using that to really, really instigate a hostile environment. People reporting on each other, families turning on each other. They even, would you believe, they even wrote a song about me to sing to the children, to warn them, to inform them.
When you went down
friends.
To Georgia?
No, that was another time. That was much better. Melody, give me your lute.
Sure.
Do you have a guitar, Ryan? I'm assuming you, the incredibly talented musician with the recording studio, have a guitar.
You mean
in
the studio
somewhere.
Where there are guitars hanging on the wall? Yeah.
Yeah, but they're loser guitars.
I'm guessing you want an acoustic guitar.
I want an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Wow, Melody, I just asked for a lute, not an entire recording studio, but thank you. Okay, right, yes.
Beware, my friends. The devil on the street. Take a second look upon everyone you meet. He wears a thousand faces, and he feigns a friendly role. But always remember that the devil has no soul.
Shit, Jim. That was very good.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I mean...
There was no frog pond, but...
Do you also want to play Melody as well so you can be a part?
Yeah, I do.
We'll just split the part between the two of us.
Yeah, I don't want to
I don't know. Have
to live up to that.
It's your turn to write a song.
Well, I
now.
Thought I'd just speedrun the tragic backstory this time. I dragged a whole arc out of it the last time.
You did.
So
yeah, you did.
I said, let's just 30-second job.
We're all about the future now. We're looking to the future.
Yeah, and
we had to do a whole prologue to be like, Jesus, Jim, give us your backstory.
Yeah, absolutely. Just not even force it out of you. Just like, literally from your cold, dead hands, we'll get this backstory.
Literally, yeah. No, I said I'd speedrun it this time. And then he's not even tragic about it. Like, on the way back from Azumaki, he got involved in another dating scene and did really well for himself and was happy. So
so are you okay to go back to Azumaki then? Michaela didn't tell me about this. She just said you were experienced there.
I respect her obviously not laying all of that out. You know, some knowledge is best kept until it's meant to be revealed, you know, but hey, I'll be able to go back, you know, that's why I have this new ring.
Yeah.
You know, last time they learned my two faces, but this time, new street, ring on, ring off, new Bren, you know, it's as easy as that. I have my safety net. Michaela was very sure to give me that. Not a Brenly environment to me, the entire the entire nation is trying to find me, specifically me. I'm literally the boogeyman there, but it's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
And like Michaela said that you hate the Hoots Force, and that was kind of like her main reasoning for bringing it.
Of course, I didn't even mention. Yeah, the Hoots Force played a huge part in this. Roman, the character I was talking about, he was vying for political power, and the Hoots Force were just trying to get a foothold in Azumaki because, as you know, they're a warlike people. They're proud and strong, and they're not going to allow someone to just walk in and police the streets. It wasn't going to happen, but with, you know, my revelation, Roman was handed exactly what he needed. He was given a tool that he could terrify the populace with, and, you know, he created the problem, and then in banding together with the Hoots Force, provided the solution, which gave him all the political power he needed.
And he gets closer to the Hootsman and closer to power.
Exactly. Mm. And the Hoots Force then descended every street corner, policing it. He
sucked the power right out of the Hootsman.
Yeah, he got on his knees and sucked the power right out of the Hootsman.
No. No, he didn't. That's not how magic works.
That's a VIP pass or what, a backstage pass.
Backstage pass chat.
Yeah. So sorry for you all.
If you haven't heard the backstage pass, that's just how the magic in Lethuan works.
No. It's just not.
You get dragon magic, guys.
The Hoots Force manned every street, every corner. They were the ones. They brought in their bards who wrote that godforsaken song, catchy as it is. They were singing it in the schools. They were singing it to children at night, you know? The symbiotic nature of Roman and the Hoots Forces put Azumaki in a dangerous place.
Now, Melody, I'm a bit confused, though.
Yeah?
Because Bren's, like, a good guy and on our team, and, like, we're supposed to trust him, right? And Michaela trusts him, right?
Yeah.
But I thought the songs don't lie. Huh, Melody? But that seemed to say some pretty bad stuff about him.
I mean, I've never said that songs don't lie, and I've never said that songs always tell the truth, but there's always truth in songs.
Well, what was the truth in that?
Well, I mean, like, sorry, Bren, but there was a devil in Azumakia.
But that's why it was so effective for him, because
the best lies always have a grain of truth
inside it. And he was able to take that grain of truth and fucking rub it all over the country.
Imagine that grain of truth was sawdust.
That seed of truth, and he was just rubbing that seed.
The power in that seed.
There was a lot of power in that seed of truth, I'll give you
that. So, you don't have a soul, huh?
I do have a soul, thank you for asking.
That song said, Melody.
Okay, well, I didn't say everything in this song was true.
I think I have a soul. How do you check?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
is this a soul? I'm going to just let a little bit of fire come out of my hand and be like, is this my soul?
Just put that back in, just in case.
Sorry.
My mom could probably check that.
Yeah?
Maybe. Well, that's a very deep theological question.
Dreams? Souls?
Are dreams souls?
Can you dream if you don't have a soul? I've had dreams.
Sun gets like real close to you, looking in your eyes because she heard some phrase from in town about the eyes being the windows to the soul.
Hello, Sun. Oddly personal.
Just real intense.
Just real intense staring at you.
Hello.
So, okay, but you're okay to go to Azumaki then? It's not going to be an issue?
No, we've got the band now, you know. What did we call ourselves? Bren and the Edge?
Yeah, probably.
Brino, The Edge, and you too, Melody.
Awful.
Brino, The hello, Edge, and hello. You too.
Hello, hello. And it was all Brino.
We can hand out pizza on, you know. But, you know, Bono always hands out pizza to the carolers and stuff.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about him.
He doesn't all
I
do
try to
things.
Know as little about Bono as possible, to be honest.
Yeah.
He also handed out pizza waiting in the queue for Bono. Their tickets.
Huh. I mean, that's...
Maybe he just really likes pizza.
Yeah, maybe I'm he okay just misses calling as a pizza delivery guy.
I would accept pizza from Bono.
If I had millions of euros,
anyway,
I would hand out
we are so far off this. About... Okay, so yeah, we have to go to this Battle of the Bands.
Hmm.
So there's going to be kind of two ways that we can go there. And I guess I'll try to, it's kind of maybe a group decision, but we can either go the highways or we can go more cross country. We have time, but it'll take us maybe like a month to go cross country to get to Azumakia, or maybe like 2 weeks, about half that time to take the highways.
Melody, I don't know why you're bringing this up again, because didn't we decide already that we were going to go across country because that way we could see the traveling circus on the way?
Yeah, Vespucius.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, it's meant to be somewhere between here and Azumakia,
right? Exactly, like a midway point. Yeah,
it might be
Vespuccio's Wonder.
Vespuccio could be anywhere.
No, here on the flyer.
Yeah, it's got a flyer. Exactly.
He could be anywhere.
Find us in the countryside between town and Azumakia.
Bran, if you haven't been to see Vespuccio's Circus you need to go. It's real good.
I've heard it's fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, and it's three ring now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah.
Nope. just no.
No, you've got to go.
So, yeah, you would know that you can either basically go cross-country or highways.
Well, I'd rather avoid the highways. I mean, that's where the Hootsvoice are operating.
Yeah, I'm sick of being, like, in towns, you know.
As well, it's going to be boring on the highway.
Yeah, there's no circuses.
No. So. Vespuccio, we've got to... Well, he's somewhere...
I'm so excited to go to the circus episode.
Also, it's occurred to me that... where did you say the Battle of the Bands is occurring in Azumakia?
Oh, in the capital city. Yeah, Dolina. Yeah.
Dolina.
Yeah, like doling out the food.
Yeah.
Listen, in Azumakia, they're not just going to let any Tom, Dick, and Harry or any Sid, Melody, and Bren walk in and compete in the Battle of the Bands.
Well, yes, so...
But we're kind of the famous band now.
Kind of biggest thing we've done is kill someone in the Hoots Force, and
Big deal.
It is a big deal, and we're about to go into a town which is basically in bed with the Hoots Force, so we probably can't be relying on that for our reputation.
Well, if they're in bed together, they're not going to be out in the streets.
Sid, you're an idiot.
Actually, sometimes in Azumakia, the bedding happens in the streets.
Oh,
Okay, and with that. Ends a incredibly eventful episode.
would you call that an episode?
I don't know.
Did we do all the things you had planned?
Yes.
Nice.
Until next time, please, please save me from these idiots.
Until next time, circus, 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 circus.
I hate you guys so much.